Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on daf Yud Beis and Beis. We are about five lines from the end of the page on Yud Beis and Beis. Hi, Asay, Heichi Dami. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times and Hatzlach for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is kapara. Can a person achieve kapara without tshuva? What is Yom Kippur going to accomplish in terms of kapara? If you did tshuva, if you didn't do tshuva, what does the Seir Mishtaleach exactly accomplish in terms of kapara? Does the Seir Mishtaleach work to be mechaper the same way? On Amud Beis we're going to discuss, does it work to be mechaper the same way for Yisraelim and Kohanim and the Kohen Mashuach? So that is the entire topic of today's daf. So frak the Gemara, hay asay hechi dami. We said that the Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper for asay. Well, what exactly is the case where a person fails to do a mitzvah asay and the Seir Mishtaleach is going to be mechaper for him? If the guy never did tshuva for his avera, how could it be that the Seir Mishtaleach is going to be mechaper for his failure to perform the mitzvah asay? Zevach rishayim toeva. Doesn't the pasuk say Mishlei that Zevach Rishayim Toeva, and therefore any karbon brought by a Rasha, by someone who's Omeid Perisho, who didn't even bother doing tshuva, is not going to work. So the Seir Mishtaleach should not work for him. Now the Pnei Yeshua raises the question, Zevach Rishayim Toeva. This isn't a Zevach, this is a Seir Mishtaleach. It's not a karbon, it's not brought on the Mizbeach. So Mehechi Tasi, that this is included in Zevach Rishayim Toeva. So the Pnei Yeshua explains that we're asking from a kal v'chomer, that if by other karbanos would that only come for a shogeg, and if you don't do tshuva, the karban is not going to be mechaper. So the Seir Mishtaleach, which is supposed to be mechaper for a mezid, also it's supposed to be even more powerful. So you would imagine that if you don't do tshuva, it's not going to be mechaper either. So it's not that this is the zevach; it's that it's a kal v'chomer from a zevach that for sure the Seir Mishtaleach should not work if a person didn't do tshuva and ida of a tshuva. And if we're talking about a case where the person did tshuva, so you don't need a kapara from the Seir Mishtaleach. Kol yom anami, every day that the person does tshuva, he should be mischaper. Titanya, avral mitzvah v'asa tshuva, lo zaz misham hacham ochlin lo. That if a person violates an avera and he does tshuva, right away he has kapara. So I shouldn't need a Seir Mishtaleach. So manavshach, either the Seir Mishtaleach shouldn't work or it shouldn't be necessary. So what exactly is the case where the Seir Mishtaleach is actually going to be mechaper for a mitzvah sasei? The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Peivav, darshins this idea that if you do tshuva, then right away you have a kapara, because the pasuk says shuvu banim shovavim erpa mishuvo seichem. So we darshin that miyad sheshav b'tshuva Hakadosh Baruch Hu's merape, that right away Hakadosh Baruch Hu's going to provide the refua as soon as a person does tshuva. Now it's interesting. The Brisa talks about someone who violates an asay and does tshuva. That if you violate an asay, you do tshuva right away. You're mischaper. The implication is that if you violate a los asay and you do tshuva, then the same thing does not apply. But if you look in the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei and Beis, it says it says over there that both on an asay and an alos asay, tshuva is mechaper. Chagiga, the first paragraph also, Daf Pei, it says that anyone who does something wrong and is mischaret, mochlin lo miyad, even by other averos. So how can you say that only a mitzvah asay? Why does it imply only a mitzvah asay if you do tshuva that you right away have a kapara? It should be true of everything. So Tosos writes that by other averos, tells us in Dibra Maschulo in the bottom, that by other averos it's not a mechila gemura. It's just that it lightens the din on him. So it helps, but it's not an absolute mechira. But for failure, do a mitzvah sasei, the moment a person does tshuva, he right away has a kapara. So again, the question is, what exactly is the case where I need the Seir Mishtaleach to be mechaper for an asei? If I did tshuva, I don't need it. If I didn't do tshuva, it shouldn't help. So I'm Rabbi Zeira, Ba'omid b'mardo, we're talking about someone who did not do tshuva, v'rebihi. But we're assuming, like the sheet of Rebbe, that Yom Kippur could be mechaper even without doing tshuva. Zevach Rishayim Toeva means other days, every day except for Yom Kippur, that as long as you didn't do tshuva, no karban is going to be acceptable. D'tanya, Rebbe Yomer, al kol aver shabatora, bein asa tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper, chutz miparikol, umegalapan batora, for Brisba Basar. That all other Averus in the Torah, Yom Kippur itself has the power to be Mechaper, except for three Averus. Someone who's Porek Ol, means it's Kofar Be'ikr. Someone who's Megala Panim Batorah, speaks about Divrei Torah with a sense of Chutzpah and Azus. And someone who's made for Brisba Basar, which Rashi says means that he's not Mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, it's got to be worse than that. Not just that he's not Mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Mila, but he's Moshech Ba'arlaso, in order to appear like an Arel, so he's doing that Lahachis in order to be Mevazeh the mitzvahs. Not just that he's nervous about getting a bris. In those cases, Shemasa Tshuva, Yom HaKippur Mechaper, V'im Lav Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. It's only for those Averos that it hinges, it's contingent on Tshuva, that the Kapara only is going to work together with Tshuva. But according to Rebbe, for other Averos, Yom Kippur works even without Tshuva. So the Rishonim raised the question, how could Rabbi Zeira say the Mishnah is going like Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even for people who don't do Tshuva? The Mishnah didn't say Yom Kippur is Mechaper. The Mishnah said the Seir Mishtaleach is Mechaper. That the Seir Mishtaleach is Mechaper for Asei, and Los Asei, Kalos, Chamuros. It's not what Rebbe said. Rebbe said the Yom is Mechaper. Not that the Seir Mishtaleach is Mechaper. So Tosus quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, and other Rishonim say as well, that Rebbe holds that each one can be Mechaper independently. Yom HaKippur could be Mechaper, or the Seir could be Mechaper. And that's what the Tan of our Mishnah holds, but the Tan of the Mishnah just brings the example of Seir, and Rebbe in the Braisa just brings the example of Yom Kippur. But each one can achieve the same result. Tosus then says further that maybe that which Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even for people who don't do Tshuva, it's not just the Itzumo Shel Yom that's Mechaper, it's the Itzumo Shel Yom in partnership with the Karbanos and the Seir that are brought when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayom, when you actually have a Beis HaMikdash. So bottom line is, the Gemara asked the Kasha that I don't understand, how could it be that that the Seir Mishtaleach is Mechaper for failure to do a mitzvah saseh, mimanavshach, if you did Tshuva, you don't need the Seir, if you didn't do Tshuva, you're not going to get the Kapara. And the Gemara answered, well, if you assume like Rabbi, even if you didn't do Tshuva, you will get the Kapara. You'll get the Kapara from the Seir, just like you'll get the Kapara from the Itzumah Shel Yom. It is interesting that the assumption seems to be that if a person fails to do a mitzvah saseh, that would qualify as zevach rishayim toeva, that would qualify a person as a rasha. Technically in halacha, the category of rasha means something. It doesn't just mean, it's not just a pejorative term that you use to make fun of people, meaning it's a halacha category, because al tashas rasha aid. You're not allowed to have a rasha serve as an aid. And in Choshen Mishpat, we have dinim about how bad of a rasha does a person have to be to not be kosher as an aid. So we assume that any avera for which you're chayiv malchus or worse, your pasul le'edus. Person fails to do a mitzvah saseh, it does not pasul him le'edus. So what the Gemara seems to be saying is that over here, as far as the definition of Rasha for zevach rishayim toeva, even failure in a mitzvah saseh will qualify you. But somehow, when it comes to psul le'edus, failure in a mitzvah saseh does not qualify you as a Rasha. The Hagos Baruch Tam on the Turiyev and the Maseches Rosh Hashanah asks that our Gemara is also Shver, because the Ramban in Yevamah says that someone who eats his Karban Pesach as an Achila Gasa is not considered a Poshea and a Rasha. It's just that he was Mevatel the Mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. The Gemara sounds like that. The Gemara says that someone who eats Poshim Yikashulban, Tzadikim Yalchubam, Poshim Yikashulban. So the Gemara says Tzadikim Yalchubam is a person who eats his Karban Pesach as regular Achila, and Poshim Yikashulban is a person who eats about Achila Gasa. And the Gemara says he eats it b'achilu poshea. He did a mitzvah that he didn't do the mitzvah in a mufkar, but you call him a poshea. So the Ramban understands that means he didn't do the mitzvah, but he's not a poshea. He's not a rasha for because he did eat the Karban Pesach, even though he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So the Hagos Baruch Tam says, wait a second. If he was not mekayim the mitzvah, doesn't that automatically qualify him as a rasha according to our Gemara? Gemara, Chaps Nafka Mina, in the Isra of Losisnes Achicha Bilvavecha, doesn't apply to a Russia. By a Russia, we say Mitzvah L'Sanoso, Yiras Hashem Sinas Ra. So are you allowed to hate a person who just doesn't do Mitzvah Saseh? You know, obviously, we're talking about not a Tinuk Shanishra, we're talking about a person who knows better, but are you allowed to hate a person? So I don't know, I don't have great clarity on this in terms of what exactly the Hagdara of Russia is in those three categories, because we have conflicting sources. In Sanhedrin, and so the way Paskin Choshem Mishpas and Lama Dalit is that you need to violate Lo Saseh to be a Russia as far as Hilchas Eidus. As far as Zevach Rosham Toeva, our Gemara seems to say even Mitzvah Saseh, and I don't know about Mitzvah L'Sanoso, so it doesn't say one way or the other. Okay, so anyway, my time at the Rebbe, what's the basis of Rebbe saying that these three Averos, Yom Kippur will not be Mechaper for unless he did Tshuva, that Dafka these three Averos, Titania, we have a brisa that darshens the pasuk. There's a pasuk that tells us, "Va'nefesh ashetasa biad rama mina ezrach mina ger es Hashemu megadif v'nichusa nefeshi mikerav ama ki dvar Hashem bazav es misvasa efar hikaris ha'nefesh ahi avona ba." So we darshen ki dvar Hashem bazav ze'aparikol. That's a reference to someone who's called for beikir. That's mivaza the dvar Hashem. The dvar Hashem means the very first of the asaras and dibros of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and it's called the Dvar Hashem because we got that directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was not through the medium of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Gemara at the very end of Maseches Makos, that Anochi and Lo Yielcha, we heard Mipi HaGvura, and the Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah's Gematria 611, that's 611 Tziva Lanu Moshe. But the first two, Anochi Hashem Elkecha and Lo Yielcha Elu Macherim, were directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi says over there, in the name of the Mechilta, that the Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Achas dibur elukim, shtayim zu shamati." That the two mitzvos that we heard, mipi agvura, that's a shtayim zu shamati. And the rest we were makabel from Moshe Rabbeinu. So dvar Hashem baza means that a person went against that which we heard directly from Hashem. Anochi Hashem elkecha. So that's kofar beikar. Megal panim b'torah, someone who speaks with chutzpah and azus against the Torah, is mevaze divrei Torah, that we darshan from the word baza, which is a lashon bizar. Then the pasuk says weiter, ves mitzvaso hefar zeh mefer bris babasar. That's someone who's not mekayim the mitzvah bris milah, or like Rabbi Yonah said, someone who's moshech bar lasso. And that's called mitzvaso in a lashon yachid, because at the time of Avraham Avinu, it was the only mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded him at that moment. And the Torah says, so what do you get for these things? For Dvar Hashem Baza, which is a reference to Parik Ol and Megala Panam Torah, and for Ves Mitzvah Sefer, which is a reference to Bris Milah. So what do you get? Hikaris Tikaris, a double lashon of Karis. Hikaris Lefnei Yom HaKippurim, Tikaris Le'achri Yom HaKippurim. That just like you're cut off before Yom Kippur doesn't help. Even after Yom Kippur, you don't have a kapara yet. So that's how Rebbe knew that you don't have a kapara for these three averos through Yom HaKippurim. So Yachal Afilu Asa Tshuva, I might think that no matter what, that even if you did Tshuva, you're not going to have a kapara. Tamalomar avona ba lo amarti el bizman shavona ba. That's why the pasuk says avona ba. That's when you don't have kapara, but that's only so long as you didn't do tshuva. But if you did tshuva, then you're going to have a kapara. So you see that the pasuk is talking about a case where you're still sinning and you did not do tshuva, and only in those cases does the Torah say Yom Kippur is not going to help for these three averas, but for every other avera, Yom Kippur is going to help, even if you didn't do tshuva. That's the sheet of Rebbe, that the yom itself is mechaper. V'rabbanan, so the Gemara says, and according to the Chamim, that you always need tshuva to have kapara for every avera. So these three averos of prikasol and megala panim b'torah and being made for bris milah, it says hikares tikares. What's so special about it that you're still going to have kares after Yom Kippur? After all, every avera you're still going to be chayev after Yom Kippur if you didn't do tshuva, according to the Rabbanan. So no, what we darshan is hikaris b'ol mazeh, tikaris l'ol maba, that if you didn't do tshuva, then even Misa is not going to be mechaper. Then even in ol maba, after a person went through Misa, he's still not going to have a kapara. Avon maba teaches shem asa tshuva v'meis Misa m'marekes. But when it says avon maba, that teaches me that that if you did tshuva and you died, then the Misa will accomplish the kapara for these averos, and the Karis is only if you didn't do tshuva. By all other averos, the kapara of Yom Kippur plus misa is going to achieve the full kapara, even if you didn't do tshuva. So that's going to be by all other averos. But by Yom Kippur alone is not going to be mechaper for other averos unless you have misa together with it. So that's the sheet of the Rabbanan. Whereas Rebbe holds Yom Kippur could accomplish a kapara for other averos besides for these three, the Rabbanan say no, only Yom Kippur together with misa. Tosfos points out in Dibra Maskel Ba'omed that according to the Chamim, misa is marik by other averos. That's only together with Yisurim and the dinim that a person is punished with la'achar misa, and through that he's not going to be nichras yolam haba. But if he does tshuva before he dies, then the misa will get him totally off the hook. He's not going to have to suffer Yisurim la'achar moso. Meaning, if you're going to say Yom Kippur and misa is mechaper for other averos, why bother doing tshuva? Yom Kippur and misa is going to be mechaper. You need Yom Kippur and misa anyway, and even if you did tshuva, and Yom Kippur and misa is going to be mechaper whether you did tshuva or not. So why? Well, what's the advantage of doing tshuva? So Tosfos says, no. The advantage is, do you have to suffer a bit in Olam Haba before you have a kapara? And that's how Tosfos answers the kasha that the Mishnah in Yuma Peheim Beis says that misa and Yom Kippur are mechaper together with tshuva, which sounds like without tshuva it's not mechaper, and that seems to be not like anybody, not like Rebbe who holds that Yom Kippur alone without tshuva is mechaper, nor like the Rabbanan that say that misa is mechaper even without tshuva. So that's what Tosfos writes, that Mishnah is really going like the Chachamim, that which misa alone is mechaper does not prevent Yisurim after you die, but if you did tshuva together with the misa, together with the Yom Kippur, that will prevent the Yisurim after a person dies. So the Gemara says, Umi matzus mukmalak Rebbe. So again, all of this was just to say that our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rebbe. Our Mishnah, which works with the assumption that the Seir Mishnah Leach is going to be mechaper for Aseis that you didn't do tshuva for, that must be going like Rebbe. But can our Mishnah really be going like Rebbe? We have to then make our whole Mishnah like Rebbe. Vamid Sefer Rebbe Yudhi, Reisha Nami Rebbe Yudhi. The Sefer of the Mishnah is very clearly following a Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. And therefore, isn't it more mistaber that our entire Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Yehuda? How do I know the Sefer of the Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Yehuda? The Katani Sefer, because it says in the Sefer, Echad Yisrael, V'echad Kohanim, V'echad Kohen Meshuach. The Yisrael, the Kohen, and the Kohen that's Meshuach B'Shem Mishcha, they all achieve Kapara through the Seir Mishtalech. Umanis Lehi Svara, who's the one that holds that even Kohanim are Mishchaper with the Seir Mishtalech? Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So Mechal Dereisha, Rabbi Yehuda. So if the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda, because it assumes Kohanim are Mishchaper with the Seir Mishtalech, shouldn't that imply that the Reisha is also Rabbi Yehuda, and the Reisha is therefore not Rebbe, and therefore back to our question, that how could our Mishnah say that Seir Mishtalech is Mechaper, Mimanov Shech, if you did Tshuva, you don't need the Seir Mishtalech, if you didn't do Tshuva, Seir Mishtalech doesn't work. So I'm Rav Yosef, Rebbe he. That our Mishnah is really Rebbe, like we said. V'savrlak Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe happens to hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Kohanim achieve Kapara through the Seir Mishtalech. So that yes, the Sefer follows a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but that doesn't mean it was authored by Rabbi Yehuda himself, meaning the entire Mishnah could be Rebbe, and Rebbe happens to follow the Shita of his own Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, who is his own Rebbe, which is very mistaver that he would follow that Shita. So Amalei Abaye says, I'm interested in the way that you, Rav Yosef, have formulated this answer. You said that it's Rebbe he, that the Mishnah is Rebbe. Oh, and in this matter of whether the Seir Mishtalech is Mechaper for Kohanim, he holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Dafka Kamar, were you trying to be specifically very precise in formulating it that way, that Rebbe Savar like Rebbe Yehuda, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, of Rebbe Yehuda lo Savar like Rebbe? But did you mean to therefore imply that it couldn't have been the reverse? We couldn't have just said that the whole Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Yehuda happens to hold like Rebbe as far as achieving Kapara through Yom Kippur without tshuva, Dilma, or maybe not. Maybe mid Rebbe Savalak Rebbe Yehuda, Af Rebbe Yehuda Savalak Nami Karebi. Or maybe you could have gone either way, that just like Rebbe holds like the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda, that the Seir Mishtalech is Mechaper for Kohanim, maybe Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe, that the Seir Mishtalech is Mechaper even without having done tshuva. So, but why would you then say that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda? Why not just say they hold like each other? Me, or It's a derech eretz. That's the way you're supposed to say things. That if you have a Talmud and a Rebbe, you say that the Talmud holds like his Rebbe. You don't say that the Rebbe holds like the Talmud. So that's why we say over here that the person Rebbe, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and not that Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Rebbe, holds like his Talmud Rebbe, the person. So Amar Leh, Rav Yosef said, in Dafka Kamina, Chachamim are so precise in the way that they say things. And I formulated it that way. I specifically said the Mishnah goes like Rebbe and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, Avla Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Savalak Rebbe. Because while it's true that Rebbe agrees to Rebbe Yehuda's Shita, that Asir Mishalech is Mechaper for Kohanim as well, the Rebbe Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe's Shita, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva. He holds like the Chachamim, that you need Tshuva for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. How do I know Rebbe Yehuda holds like the Chachamim, that you need Tshuva for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper? Titania, we have a Braisa, Yachal Yeh in the Sifra, Yachal Yeh Yom Kippur Mechaper al Shavim ve'al She'enon Shavim. You might think that Yom Kippur is mechaper, whether you do tshuva or not, vidinhu, and I could have made a compelling argument to say that that would be the case, because after all, ha'il v'chatos v'asham mechaprin. We know that a karban chatos and a karban asham achieve kapara. V'yom ha'kippurim mechaper, and yom ha'kippurim also achieves kapara, and therefore it's logical to assume ma'chatos v'asham ein mechaprin ela al hashavim, just like a karban chatos karban asham are only mechaper for someone who does tshuva, af yom ha'kippurim ein mechaper ela al hashavim. So too, Yom Kippur should only be mechaper for people who do tshuva, but we could be docha that limud because ma'ala chatos v'asham shein mechaper na lemezid kishogeg. Chatos and asham are not mechaper on someone who doesn't have vera b'mezid. They're only mechaper for someone who doesn't have vera b'shogeg. And therefore, tomar li Yom HaKippurim, can you necessarily apply all the rules of chatos v'asham to Yom HaKippurim, which has a greater koach ha-mechaper? Shein mechaper na lemezid kishogeg. Yom Kippur is bigger in terms of its capacity to be mechaper. It could be mechaper on mezid kishogeg. That's what we learned back on yesterday's daf, where we said, "Eves kol pishayim l'chol chatosam pishayim ar meradim ar mezidim." So you see that it's mechaper on mezid kishogeg. Hol mechaper on mezid kishogeg, and therefore it's not so unreasonable to assume that if Yom Kippur could be mechaper on mezidim, then yichaper al shavim al sheinim shavim. Then maybe it could also be mechaper if a person did not do tshuva. So tamalomar, but that's why the pasuk says, it says ach ba'asor l'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh yom ha'kippurim hu, this week's parasha, ach chilek, that ach is chilek, that it splits the din of kapara of yom ha'kippurim. And sometimes yom ha'kippurim is not mechaper, meaning when a person doesn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. And so we see clearly that you need that according to this sifra, you need tshuva to be mechaper. Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper without tshuva. Who is the author of the Sifra? Stam Sifra Mani, Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the author of the Sifra? The author of the Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. V'kamar, shavim in, lo shavim lo. And there you have it, beferish, that you need tshuva, that the Yom Kippur itself is not going to be mechaper without tshuva. So that's why, says Rabbi Yosef, I was so precise in my formulation. I said that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Zir Mishalech can be mechaper for Kohanim. I did not say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, because Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi. Rabbi holds Yom Kippur as mechaper without tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need tshuva in order for Yom Kippur to be mechaper. How do I know Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda? So that's the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Pei Vav. That's Stam Masnisin Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemia, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifri Rabbi Shimon, and Kulu Alibid Rabbi Akiva. They are all Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So that's a Daf Yomi coincidence for the days of Svira. So those are the Talmidim Rabbi Seder Shabbatarum, who Rabbi Akiva then transmitted the rest of all of Torah Shebal Peh through after having lost his 24,000 Talmidim. So the Gemara asks a stira in the Sifra. V'rami stam Sifra, stam Sifra. I'll ask you a stira in one stam Sifra against another stam Sifra. D'tanya, we have another brisa in the Sifra that Yachalo Yeyom HaKippur Mechaper Elim Kain His Anabo Ukra O Mikra Kodesh, that you might think Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper unless a person fasted on Yom Kippur and he called it Mikra Kodesh. Mikdash, which the way Rashi learns means that he was Mekabalit in his brachos by saying Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom HaKippurim, that he dafka said that in his brachos. And the Ritva points out, wow, that's Doraisa, right? Meaning what we're saying over here is that Mikra Kodesh, or Kiyum of Mikra Kodesh, is to say Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom HaKippurim, which makes it sound like it's a bracha midoraisa. Tosa says it can't be. We don't find the Birch Samoadim are midoraisa, right? That how could that be? That it's a Mikra Kodesh. So Tosas and the Ritva quote in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that Kro Mikra Kodesh means v'lo asa ba malacha, that you refrain from malacha. How's that Kara Mikra Kodesh? By not doing malacha? So Tosas says there are two ways to not do malacha. You cannot do malacha because you just don't have any work to do. You're a person, a type of person who doesn't work, right? You have these minion factories that have shachris till one, so you're part of that chevra, right? So you just have nowhere to be, and you could be mikra kodesh that it's a shvisa nikeres, that you work like a dog all week, and then on Shabbos and Yantif you're not working at all. So that's a shvisa nikeres. That's a mikra kodesh when a person doesn't do malacha. So kro mikra v'asabo malacha lois anabo v'lo kro o mikra kodesh v'asabo malacha minayin. How do I know that Yom Kippur will be mechaper even if you don't fast and you didn't call it mikra kodesh and you did malacha on it? So how do I know the Yom Kippur is mechaper? Tamalomar, because the pasuk says Yom Kippurim hu mikol makom. That it says Yom Kippurim hu. So Yom Kippur is mechalal even if you're mechalal. Yom Kippur is mechaper rather even if you're mechalal Yom Kippur. So you see that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on a Rasha that didn't fast and is mechalal Yom Kippur itself. So how could you say that Yom Kippur is only mechaper with tshuva? Yom Kippur is mechaper if you're actively violating averus right now. You're violating Yom Kippur itself. So Tosfos says, what's so hard about that? It could be the fact that you don't fast on Yom Kippur. It's not a raya that you didn't do tshuva on your other averos. So it could be that the Braisa told me that Yom Kippur is mechaper him for other averos that he did tshuva for. It's just that he didn't fast on this day. And the chiddush is that even though he's not being mechaper Yom Kippur, he's not being mechabed Yom Kippur properly, but Yom Kippur is still going to work on his behalf. Not to be mechaper for failures of Yom Kippur, but to be mechaper for other failures, which is quite a chiddush, right? To say that would happen, that normally when a person is mechabed something, that's the mashal of David HaMelech with the blankets that won't warm him, right? Chazal tell us, why wouldn't it warm him when in his older years? Because he was mevaza begadim, because he cut Shaul HaMelech's begad. When you're mevaza something, so then it's not going to be there for you. It's not going to help you. So a person is mevaza Yom Kippur, it shouldn't help him, but maybe that's the chiddush, that it helps him anyway. It's not going to help him for violating Yom Kippur, but maybe it helps him for all the Lashon Hara he spoke the week before Yom Kippur. I don't know, for everything else. So the Ramban says that the Gemara is assuming the Ribo Yom Kippurim Mikol Makom tells us that even on this Avera itself, that of not fasting on Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper for. So it's a stira in Stam Sifra. Will Yom Kippur be Mechaper if a person did not do tshuva? So Amar Abaye lo kasha. Abaye says not a kasha. And even though Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, it's not always Rabbi Yehuda. HaRabbi v'HaRabbi Yehuda. The second brisa tells us Yom Kippur is Mechaper even as you violate Yom Kippur itself. That's Rabbi who holds that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even if a person doesn't do tshuva. But Rabbi Yehuda holds you need tshuva, and therefore the previous Stam Sifra was Rabbi Yehuda. Rava Amar Ha V'Ha Rabbi. That both brisas in the Sifra follow the sheet of Rabbi, that Yom Kippur could be Mechaper without tshuva. Why does the brisa say that Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper for people who didn't do tshuva? Umoda Rabbi b'kares diyoma. Rabbi is moda on a chi of kares that's chal on a person because of Yom Kippur itself. That he didn't fast or he did malacha on Yom Kippur itself, then the Yom Kippur is not going to help him unless he does tshuva. But other averos, Yom Kippur is mechaper even if he didn't fast and even if he did malacha. Because if you don't say that, the Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper on the aver of Yom Kippur itself. Kares diyoma kippurim l'Rabbi lesle. Meaning if Rabbi really went that far, that Yom Kippur is mechaper for everything, even the violation of this very Yom Kippur, what does the Torah mean when it says you're chayv kares for Yom Kippur? You'll never be chayv kares for Yom Kippur because you're always on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is mechaper, even if you don't do tshuva, and even as you're violating Yom Kippur. So it wouldn't even make sense to say that that a person is going to be chayv kares for Yom Kippur, because even if he's eating on Yom Kippur, he's doing malach on Yom Kippur, Rachman al son, right away the Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for him. And you can't say that. because the Torah says Chayiv Kares for Yom Kippur. Tosfos raises the question that's a svara, right? It means that's a svara that Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper for the avera of Kares of Yom Kippur itself unless you do tshuva. But the Braisa from the Sifra didn't say it's a svara. It said ach. It darshan from the word ach, that there's something that that Yom Kippur won't be mechaper for. Well, why do I need a drasha from ach if it's a svara? So the Tosa says, yeah, the Gemara could have said ulutaymeich. Anyway, you have to. Why do I need the miut from the pasuk? But the Gemara has a different challenge. So anyway, so what is the Gemara's challenge? Alam alo. Why is it so hard to come up with an example of kares for the aver of Yom Kippur, even if you assume that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva? I can give you an example. Person violates Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur night, and he dies that night. So he never had the day of Yom Kippur to be mechaper for him. So Yom Kippur is only, it says, Yom could mean two things. It could mean a calendar day or Yom Velo Laila. Maybe Yom means only the Yom time of Yom Kippur is mechaper. That's the story of salvation. He used to say that before Ni'ilah, he was once walking with his father, and they were watching the sunset, and his father said, that sun setting is different than the sun setting on any other day of the year. Because with that sun setting is the kapara of the whole day. I mean, it's the sun, it's the daytime of Yom Kippur that achieves the kapara. So the Gemara brings a raya in a different way. So you have to say this, that if Yom Kippur is mechaper and averos of Yom Kippur itself, it's karis di yamama l'rebi lestai. The Gemara is saying it wouldn't make sense because then there would be no karis for violence Yom Kippur during the day, meaning in a chinami. You could imagine a case where a person violates Yom Kippur and he's still chayiv karis, even if Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper without tshuva, if you violate Yom Kippur at night. But that means you're eating all day in daytime Yom Kippur, you do malacha in daytime Yom Kippur, you're not going to be chayiv karis. So says Mara Lama Lo, why is it so hard to imagine a case that even a person who violates of karis, even if someone violates Yom Kippur biyom, sure you could have it. Mishkachasa, meaning even if Yom Kippur is mechaper for such a person, maybe he ate and he choked on what he was eating, and he died from that. So he didn't get to live for even one moment after his Aveira. And that's why Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper for him. Inami or da'achal samach l'shkiyas hachama. He's eating as the day is ending, where there is no time on Yom Kippur for it to be mechaper after the Aveira is over. Because one thing is for sure, even if Yom Kippur is mechaper, you at least have to stop the Avera for a second, and then as soon as you finish the Avera, Yom Kippur will be mechaper for that Avera. But while you're still in the Avera, Yom Kippur for sure is not going to be mechaper. So that's how you could have cases, that's how you could say that, like Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper even without tshuva, and yet there's still a chiyuv kares for violating Yom Kippur, that you violated Yom Kippur in a way where you didn't even allow any daylight, you didn't allow any time to have that kapara of Yom Kippur. Okay, now the Mishnah said Echad Yisrael v'Echad Kohanim v'Echad Kohen Meshuach, that they all get kapara with the Seir Mishtalech. And it said also Ma Bein Yisrael v'Kohanim v'Kohen Meshuach, that the par is mechaper of the Kohanim on Tumas Mikdash U'Kedoshav. So Guf Akasha, the Mishnah is a Stira Minei Ubei. Katani, it says on the one hand Echad Yisrael v'Echad Kohanim v'Echad Kohen Meshuach, that they all get that kapara through the Seir Mishtalech. Sounds like no difference between them. V'Hadatani, in the very next line, Ma Bein Yisrael v'Kohanim v'Kohen Meshuach, and it starts coming up with chilukim between them. I would have said nothing is bein Yisrael l'kohanim l'kohanim. You just said that they're all the same. Some review the hachi kamar. No. This is what the Tana of our Mishnah is trying to tell us. Echad Yisrael v'echad kohanim v'echad kohen mishuach. They're all the same in that mischaprin b'sir mishtaleach b'shar averos. Sir mishtaleach works for them for other averos. Ve'ein chiluk b'neihen. And as far as other averos are concerned, the kapara that they get is going to be exactly the same. What is the chilek in halacha between these categories of people? And the Seir Pnimi is mechaper for Yisrael for Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav. Umani Rabbi Yehudihi. And who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. All the Kohanim are also mechaper with the Seir Mishtaleach, but it happens to be for Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav that the par is mechaper for them, and the Seir Pnimi for Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav for the Yisraelim. D'tanya, because we have a brisa that tells us that when it talks about the par and the seer of Yom Kippurim, the pasuk says v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'sol moed v'samizbeach yichaper v'al kohanim v'al kol am hakohol yichaper. So we darsh in the pasuk v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh zelifnei v'lifnim. That's a reference to the kodesh hakodashim. That's mechaper on tumah that happens there, a kohen that became tameh and he stays there for the amount of time that he'd be chayev for. And when it says esol moed zehechal, that's a reference for someone who became tameh in the heichal. Mizbeach kimashma'u, that's mechaper for someone who's makdir ketores bituma. Yichaper elu azaros, that's mechaper for someone who goes into the azara bituma. All of these kaparos are tumas mikdash kedashav. The kohanim are mischaper bipar, and the Yisraelim are mischaper b'sa'ir. So when it says kohanim kimashma'an, it says kohanim that the kohanim get a kapara. It means the kohanim. Imakal elu Yisrael, and then when it says hakal, that's a reference to Yisrael. Yichaper elu alavim, and yichaper refers to the levim. Hushvu kulon the kapara achas shemischaper b'sir mishalech b'sharav eres of Rabbi Yehuda, that they're all the same as far as the sir mishalech b'mechaper for other averos. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. That's the shita we were looking for. That even though they achieve different kaparas for tumas mikdash kedashav through different means for tumas mikdash Shukdashav, for Shara Verus, they're all through the Sir Mishtalech. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kashem Shadam Sayer Nasibifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael, Altumus Mikdash Kedashav, Rabbi Shimon says that just like the Dam Sayer, that's Nasibifnim, is Mechaper for Yisrael for Tumus Mikdash Kedashav, and that's without any vidui, because they're not Misvada on the Sir Nasibifnim, Kach Dam Apar, so too the Dam Apar on its own is Mechaper Al Kohanim, Altumus Mikdash Kedashav, will achieve Kapara for the Kohanim. For Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, and the vidui of the par is not necessary to achieve the kapara for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Ukshem shevidui shel seir mishtaleach mechaper al Yisrael b'shara averos, and just like the vidui that we say in the seir mishtaleach is mechaper for Yisraelim for other averos, kach vidui shel par mechaper al kohanim b'shara averos. Seir mishtaleach is not what's mechaper for kohanim b'shara averos; it's the vidui that you say on the par. So it's not the seir mishtaleach, but you see that. Shitas from Yehuda is that Kohanim also get kapara for Shara Verus with the Sir Mishtalech. When it says that as far as the Sir Mishtalech, they're Kulam Shavim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Ul Rabbi Shimon Havadai Hushvu, asking Gemara, the Pasuk equates Yisraelim and Kohanim. We had a drush of them Pasuk, so Rabbi Shimon says that they're not the same. So what does that mean? How does Rabbi Shimon understand how we're Hishve Kohanim li Yisraelim in the Pasuk? If it's not true, Sir Mishtalech works for Yisraelim, the par works for Kohanim. So, my hushvu to bnei kapara ninu. No, when we say that we equate them, we're just saying that Yisraelim and Kohanim alike are subject to kapara, that they get that great zuchus of having kapara. Miu kol chad v'chad mechaper b'dinafshei. How do they get the kapara? Each one in its own way. The Yisraelim with the seir mishtalech, the Kohanim with the par. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the base of Rabbi Shimon that holds the Kohanim are not mischaper with the seir mishtalech? Because it says, the Seir Yom Kippurim. V'lokach as shnei ha-se'irim se'ish ha-se'ir mishalech l'se'ir nasa b'fnim, that we equate the two se'irim to each other. Ma'se'ir nasa b'fnim ein mechaper al-kohanim al-tumas mikdash kedashav. Everyone agrees that the se'ir nasa b'fnim is not mechaper for kohanim for tumas mikdash kedashav. That's what the par is mechaper for. So d'chsiv bay, because it says asher la'am sa'af se'ir mishalech and mechaper al-kohanim b'shar averos. So it must be that whatever the se'ir mishalech accomplishes for Yisraelim, it does not accomplish for Kohanim. So if the Seir Mishlech is Mechaper Yisraelim for a Shara Veros, it will not accomplish that very same thing for Kohanim. What does Rabbi Yehuda learn from the Hekish between the Seir Nasa Bifnim, the Seir Nasa, and the Seir Mishlech? Rabbi Damar Lach, Lahach Yiskush Yushavim Bemar, become B'dam Huda Asa. That comes to teach me that the two Seirim have to be identical to one another. They have to look the same, they have to be the same color, the same height, they have to be the same value, they have to look like one another, but nothing to do with the Kapara that they achieve. So man tana l'adutan rabbanon, who is the author of the following brisa? V'shachat asir achatas asher la'am, sheino kohanim mischaperin bo. The kohanim don't get a kapara through the seer. Or b'mem mischap parashal Aaron, only through the par. So yachlo yischar parashal Aaron shekvar nemar asher lo. So you might think that the kohen should not even get a kapara through the par because it says asher lo. So it's only mechaper for him. It's not mechaper for the kohen gadol, and not mechaper for everybody else. Me'ate in then kapara, but then they're not going to have any kapara. So kshuomer yichaper ala kohanim matzinu len kapara. We do find that there is some kapara. So b'mayhin mischaprin mutav sheischapru b'parashal Aaron shariyutu mechalo etzel beso. It makes sense that there'll be mischaper with the parashal Aaron, and even though there would have been room to be memayit them from the word sharlo, but it's not a full miut because that klal that the power of the kohen gadol is not mechaper on anyone but him is hutar because his family is also mechaper through it. But they won't get the kapara through the sira nasa b'fnim shlo hutar mechalo etzel beso because that there's no exception to that miut. Vim naf shalchomer, or you could say harei omer beis Aaron borchas Hashem beis Alevi borchas Hashem yirei Hashem borchas Hashem. So you see, all of the kohanim are called beis Aaron, and they're all mischaper with the power of Aaron because they're included in what it says v'chiper bado v'ad beso because they're all part of his bias. So man tana. So who is that tana? Am Rabbi Yirmiyahu d'lok Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda hamar kohanim yeshan kapara b'sir mishtalech. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it's not the power, it's the sir mishtalech. And Rav am Rabbi Shimon yidomer kohanim einlem kapara b'sir mishtalech. That it's Rabbi Shimon who holds that the kohanim do not get a kapara with the sir mishtalech. Rather, they get the kapara with the par of the Kohen Gadol. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.